Shalom, listeners. Today we're going to have a look at how we, in turn, can worship the Lord with a heart like David.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's worth. That will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart.
Well, what was it about David that made him such an intense worshipper? Firstly, he earnestly sought to know God, and as a result, he knew the God whom he worshipped. David didn't just know about God, he knew God. There is a huge difference. He knew about God in what he had done as he had led the Israelites out of Egypt, how he had looked after them, provided for them, but he had also experienced firsthand what God had done in his own life. And from our third podcast onwards, we are going to start looking at the names of God, the character of God, the way David knew God, to enable us to get to know God like this. David also fully engaged his heart in worship to God and was fully surrendered in his worship to God. Well, we've just got to look at David's reaction when he brought the ark back. He didn't care what people thought. He was totally engaged, fully surrendered. We often give half-half. We are more concerned about what people think about us than what we are about what God thinks of us. And so we need to get past that. We need to get beyond what people think and fully commit, fully surrender your heart in worship. Remember, we can stand, we can sing, we can jump, we can do all these things. God is not impressed by the externals. We can fool those around us. God looks at the heart. We often judge people that appear to be standing there doing nothing, and yet they're probably worshipping on a much deeper level than the person jumping around, clapping hands and doing everything else. Always remember, God looks at the heart. David learned to worship God in any situation and expected his perspective to be changed during worship. It's easy to worship God when all is going well. But God expects us to worship him no matter what the situation is. We now find ourselves in a situation where worldwide we are battling with this coronavirus. So how do we respond? Well, first of all, remember God is in control. Continue to worship him. Do not fear. I want to give you a personal testimony on learning to worship God in all circumstances. When God called me into a worship ministry, one of the things he said to me is, "Charmaine, you need to be able to worship me in all circumstances." And at this stage in my life, God took me through a 10-year desert. I had two sons that I was needing to look after. I'd moved up to Gauteng. I didn't have employment, and I really had to trust God for many things during that time. And one day I remember standing in front of my cupboard, and the Lord said to me, "Charmaine, even if I do not fill this cupboard, will you still worship me?" And I had to look at the cupboard, look at my two sons, and say, "Yes, Lord, even though the fig tree does not blossom, yet will I worship you." And on another occasion, I was sitting on the floor giving God my shopping list, and I was saying, "Lord, the coffee's finished, the tea's finished." And he stopped me and he said, "Charmaine, your need right now is thirst. You have water in your taps. I have provided for your need. Tea and coffee is a luxury." And after I'd repented, I realized, yes, our needs are totally different to our wants. But by the way, God did still provide the tea and coffee. So when we worship in God and we start to look upon Him, our perspective does begin to change, because we're now looking at God and no longer at the situation around us. I want you to imagine that you have a new car and you want to tell me all about this car. And as you are singing this car's praises to me, where is your mind? It's not on your problems, it's on the car. And it's the same with God. When we are singing His praises and focusing on Him, we are now focusing on the solution to the problems. David didn't take approaching God's throne lightly, and nor should we. Although God is here for our, He wants to relate to us, He wants to have fellowship with us. And as He says in Exodus, He fellowshipped with Moses face to face. And that is how He wants to fellowship with us. But that doesn't mean we bring Him down to gutter level. We still have reverence and respect for Him as we have that close, intimate relationship. David embraced the sacrifice of worship. Are there times when you don't feel like worshiping? Well, that's when we are encouraged to bring a sacrifice of praise. Always remember, we do not worship God for what we can get out of Him or because of our circumstances. We worship Him because He is God and worthy of our worship. And finally, David's honesty with God drew him into worship. Are we always honest with God? David was blatantly honest. Go and read the Psalms. Look at the way he writes. His anger comes forth. Everything that he feels comes forth in those Psalms. Yet they always end with him praising God. Be honest before God. Remember, He knows exactly what's going on in your heart. So be honest. Let Him work in you and through you, and let Him heal you. Do the things that need to be done. And as He works in you, then respond in worship. This is obviously not an exhaustive list of things we could learn from David's worship, but I hope it's enough to encourage us to worship with a heart like his that says, "My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast, and I will sing, yes, I will sing praises." And that is Psalm 57, verse 7. So once again, in having looked at the life of David, we can see that no matter what the circumstances were, David always placed his trust in Him. What was the key? Can you remember? David knew God. He didn't just know about Him. The question is, do we have that kind of relationship with God? Shalom for now, listeners. I look forward to meeting up with you again in our next podcast as we begin to look at the Psalms and the names of God.